Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Judge a person not by what they accomplished, but what they had to overcome for their accomplishment. People that are hungry have zero excuses for not pursuing their dreams. And they come back again and again and again. They operate like Willie Jolly, who said that a setback is a setup for a comeback. I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. You can get up. You can get up. I'm training people to get into their greatness, to begin to develop the courage to pursue dreams beyond their comfort zones. Because in order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. When you're pursuing your greatness, you don't know what your limits are, so you act like you don't have any. There's never a shortage of opportunities. It's just a shortage of thinking. Because some things are taught and some things are caught. When I was in the fifth grade, they put me back from the fifth grade into the fourth grade. I failed again in the eighth grade. I have no college training. So being identified and labeled as DT, the dumb twin, it gave me a lot of things to overcome. And so there was no one to dispute what was said about me, and I bought it. Even if you are told a lie, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. You hear it often enough, it becomes your reality. Perception not challenged becomes real for you. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. So if you can track failure, you can also track success. You have greatness in you. I don't know you, but here's what I know based upon my own experience. You have greatness in you, that you have the ability to do more than you could ever begin to imagine. You have greatness in you. There's a presence in each and every one of us that waits and listens to the voice of the genuine in yourself. It will be perhaps the only guide you will ever have or hear. And if you cannot hear it, all of your life will be spent on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. When you recognize your greatness, no one will ever pull your strings. You are different. You were created on purpose, with a purpose, to manifest that purpose through you. You will never exercise authority and dominion over your life until You exercise authority and dominion over what you are not. Most people go through life living the lie that has been told about them. There's something in you that's greater than your circumstances. There's something in you that's greater than the adversities that you're facing. In life, you're either in a problem, just left one, or headed toward one. You have greatness in you.
Every day that you wake up, remember someone else did not. You are alive for a reason. Why on earth are you here? This is your day. You've got a window. You've got another 24 hours because you may not make it to tomorrow. And I'm just wondering what you're going to do with the day. The reason why days often feel meaningless and mundane is because we are directionless. You got to get some direction. I'm just wondering, what are you going to do in this next 24 hours that you did not do? I'm just wondering if you're going to level up 2 millimeters more than you did yesterday. Are you going to get better? Are you going to get stronger? Are you going to get wiser? Are you going to see this thing differently? I'm just wondering, when are you going to see the power of 24 hours? That you did not have to wake up. That God did not have to give you another opportunity to be here, another opportunity to forgive somebody, another opportunity to let it go, another opportunity to look up and get up. I'm just wondering, when are you going to seize the opportunity? Accept where you are. Get cognizant about your money. Get cognizant about your relationships. Where are you mentally? Where are you spiritually and emotionally and financially and economically? Are you driving what you are destined to drive? Where's your health? Where's your heart? Let's get aware of where we are. This is my day to read a new book. This is my day to start a journey. This is my day to make an investment. This is my day to invest in myself. This is my day and this is my time and it's my turn to crush this day. This is the day I learn like I never have. This is the day I invest like I never have. This is the day I take it seriously. I got one window. I may not be here tomorrow. I'm just wondering if you're gonna rise and see the opportunity. Get up, get up, get up. You've got a day to conquer.
You have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team, whatever you're a part of. It's bigger than you, man.
Hard work works, y'all. See, some of you have dreams and goals, but hard work, you can't get around it. I wish there was a magic wand that I could wave that your passion, your dream, that thing you want to achieve, it could just happen, but it can't. Hard work is required.
What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 7 to 100.
I think a lot of people feel this enormous pressure to achieve this millionaire, billionaire status somewhere in your 20s, 30s, 40s. It is very difficult. It is for very few and far between. I hope everybody understands. If you put in 18 hours a day, every day of your life, and you suck, you lost. You know why I'm sitting here right now? Because I outworked you. Zoom in. I outworked you.
Before I ever stood on a stage.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Clean one at an old Baptist church. When everybody left, I stayed vacuuming when nobody was there. That's how I got the microphone. I didn't get a microphone because I can talk the best. I didn't get a microphone because I can sing the best. I got a microphone because serving kept elevating me everywhere of my life.
Because we all think that if we pray on it, if we do this, if we do that, whatever, if we don't work, we just, whatever, it's going to magically happen for us. No. I believe that when I'm all said and done with, my whole job is to outwork the charts.
Gotta keep putting in the work. Every day, one is better than zero. Gotta keep putting in the work, putting in the work, putting in the work. The hard work matters, and the patience is what overrides it.
You gotta work. What happens if you wake up 30 days later and you're there? What happens if you wake up 60 days later and the change is coming? You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna wake up 60 days later, 90 days later, and everything's gonna change but you. And you're gonna get the same results you got before it happened because you're the exact same person. So work while you wait. You cannot stop.
We all have greatness. It just, you gotta find the courage. You gotta find the courage to put your Bose headphones on and silence the noise out of this world and to find it. And to find it because it's out there, but it's gonna take hard work, courage, self-discipline. It's going to take all the non-cognitive skills. All the non-cognitive skills to be great. You know, smart is good. All this stuff is good. That's all cognitive. It's the non-cognitive skills that set you apart from everybody else. And that's what it's all about.
In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can.
What's the biggest challenge that most of these individuals have? What's the common challenge?
Believe. They don't believe, man. You know, It's all mental, and people don't get it. And everybody wants to say, okay, well, here go 10 steps to, okay, Lewis said do 8, E.T. said do 9, you know, this person says this is the 12 steps, and everybody's trying to get the steps without the mentality.
You got this. I believe in you. When somebody says, no matter what happens, whether it succeeds or fails, I'm going to be by your side. That's when I have the confidence to do difficult things.
Wow.
So it's the people in my life.
You should recognize the potential in yourself and love yourself enough to make the changes that produce the best possible version of yourself.
Or how do you overcome self-doubt?
How do you overcome self-doubt? Help someone else overcome self-doubt.
I love that.
You overcome self-doubt by helping. Like, and it's not a selfish thing. I'm only helping you so I can. Mm-hmm. You have to genuinely love and commit to the person.
So it's not the car, the house, the whatever. It is that internal goal, that internal why. And so for me, I just think that's it. Like that, like you, it just, it's something within and you gotta pull it out. And so it's easy when you have a why, a purpose. I'm doing it for this, I'm doing it for that. It's easy to get up and get going. But if it's just for a car, what happens, Lewis, when you get the car? Because you can buy it. What happens when you get the house? And you can buy the house.
The only reason you're not the best right now is because you don't believe you're the best now.
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. You have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day.
I believe I'm the best there is. I ain't apologizing for it to anybody. I think I'm the best thing since sliced bread. If you can't do it, you scratch, claw, and even die trying.
Now, I don't know what your goal is, but I want you to visualize it right now and repeat after me with power and conviction. Let us say together, it's possible. Together, please.
It's possible.
Say it again, please.
It's possible.
See, that's the first step. I want you to think about this goal that you want. I want you to envision it and see it in your mind's eye. And every day, say to yourself that it's possible. See, most people are not accumulating wealth. Most people are living in poverty. Most people are living far below their potential. Not because they don't have the capacity. Not because they have not been given authority and dominion over everything on the face of the earth. But most people are living like they're living because of the fact that they don't believe they can have any more than what they now have.
Listen to me very clearly. Every A is not an A. I don't care how much you can jump on Google and get the answer and get your report card or your grade sheet or your teachers or your school to think that you're getting the A. If you're cutting corners, if you're taking shortcuts, every A is not an A. You're not robbing anybody else but you.
So I need you to work while you wait. I need you to work, look, work on your focus, perspective. I need you to see difficult differently. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I need you to see it differently.
You know, 5 steps to greatness. No, it ain't that, brother. You read my book, this is hard work. It's every day.
There's so many people who want to lead that can't follow. I'm saying this because everybody wants to get to the top. If you're trying to get on top, I need you to work the level you're on right now. Can you clean bathrooms? Can you sing for the kids? Maybe singing for the kids might be the thing that gets the whole world knowing your name. But because you think it's small and insignificant, you won't even do it.
Just keep working. If you were told you were gonna get that promotion, just keep working. If you were told you were gonna win that championship, just keep working. Nobody said it would be easy. Again, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So I need you to work on your faith. I need you to work on your faith.
I need you to wake up every day and say, today ain't the day, but my day coming. And I will not give up, and I will not give in until I get to that day. I will not stop. I will not give up. I will not give in until my day comes.
You have enough right now to flip this world upside down. You have enough. You got enough power. You got enough anointing. You got enough grace. You got enough patience. You got enough gifting to make your money, get out of debt, get yourself together, and change everything about your world.
For the things that I'm wanting and believing, I just have to do everything possible that's within my power. And there's some things that aren't within my power, and that's where I trust God. But what isn't within my power, it's whether it's getting the proper sleep, whether it's learning your lines, whether it's researching the character, whether it's working out or eating healthy, or, you know, whatever it is that you need that's gonna make you better at what you wanna do. It's doing every single bit of that that you can possibly do, and going above, you know, not just doing just enough to get by, but going above. And then after that, it's like, if it's supposed to happen, it will happen. And chances are, if you do the work, it likely will happen.
It's about whatever you think you are, you have to make that dream a reality. But that's where the hard part is making that dream a reality. That's where the hard work comes. That's where people know, how do you keep grinding every day? You have to make those insecurities, those fears. Like when I was 300 pounds, I didn't have any drive. I'm gonna go be a Navy SEAL. What kind of stupid shit is that, 300 pounds? It wasn't like a drive to go be a Navy SEAL. I was an insecure, lying kid, afraid. I had to look in my insecurities and in my fear and find drive in that. We're all looking for passion. Passion's all around you. You have a whole stack of it all around you. It's your insecurities, all that shit. It's all in there. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. It's all there. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome. And, you know, that's where I found it. I found it right there in my own insecurities. I found drive in my own insecurities. And that's the most powerful thing in the world. When you can find drive in your own doubt, fear, insecurities, you become very unstoppable.
I need you to work on yourself. Are you hearing me? Look, you can't change what you can't change. Stop trying to change the situation. It's not yours to change. Stop trying to change your wife. Stop trying to change your husband. Stop trying to change your kids. Stop trying to change your boss. Stop trying to change the program. If you could change it, it would be changed. There's only one person you can change, baby, and that person is you. Work on yourself.
If you are feeling down, if you are feeling unmotivated, you have to rewrite the story you've been telling yourself so that you can step into a new level of abundance. You have to say it until you feel it. You gotta say, I will rise, until you literally see yourself rising above all the doubt, all the worry, and all the stress you've been under.
The time is now. Redemption is at hand. What do you do? Do you stand and fight? Do you sit and wait? Or do you become a warrior? Not too many people are ready. Not too many people are built for it. But you must take that stand. I am strong, I am ready, and I will dedicate myself because I have been redeemed.
So stop saying it's too hard. Stop saying you don't know what to do. It's time to change your inner conversations. It's time for you to go back and get everything that was taken from you. It's time to go back and recover your losses. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to go higher, go faster, test your limits.
I will not give up. I will not quit. I will live this life through all of the heartaches and pains. And I will continue on until my last breath. I am better than I was yesterday. I am the best of myself, not the worst. Nothing will hold me back. If it did not create me, it will never break me. For I am redeemed, and this is a moment of redemption.
You are chosen for this moment. Let's go.
When you're pursuing your greatness, you live from a place of the willingness to live life courageously, to be willing to take chances, to become a risk taker, to make impact, to go beyond believing, to knowing, to lean not unto your own understanding, to feel within yourself. There's some cause, there's something that's bigger than me, but I'm never alone in facing this. There's a presence that will never leave me nor forsake me. And that when you step into that place, more of thee, less of me, that there's a place where we can go within ourselves. There are things that we can accomplish, things that we can do that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor is in the heart of mankind what God has in store for us. When we surrender life to me, when you're pursuing your greatness, you find something that you love, that you surrender to that. That something gives you life, and that you turn yourself over to that and allow yourself to be used by life. That, to me, is what greatness is. When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, I was pondering about my life. Am I going to beat this? And I was reading his words for comfort, and he said, the ideal situation for a man or woman to die is to have family members praying with them as they cross over. But imagine being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities given to you by life, but you, for whatever reason, you never pursued those dreams. You never acted on those ideas. You never used those gifts. And there they are looking at you with large angry eyes saying, we came to you. And only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you died today, what dreams, what ideas, what gifts will die with you? As I face inevitable death, what in the meaning and purpose of my life that will not be undone or destroyed when I'm gone? My goal now, we learn, we earn, we pass it on. We should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. I think it's important that people find something that gives their life a sense of meaning and value, that drives them, that becomes their magnificent obsession. Because we live in a world where we're told more about our limitations rather than our potential, we go to our graves never knowing who we really are.
How do we develop a sense of belief? What I'm hearing you say is belief is one of the most important things we can have in ourselves.
It is major. It's an ongoing process. I encourage people to read at a minimum of 30 to 40 pages of something positive every day to program your mind. And all of us can do that. We can go to the library and check out books. When I think about Og Mandino, who wrote The Greatest Salesman in the World, he was on the verge of committing suicide. Went to the library, read the book Think and Grow Rich, and his life turned around. Your mindset, your diet, and positive relationships, giving yourself a healing, nurturing environment, strengthens your immune system and allows you to stay here longer and do your great work. So you have to program yourself, or your mind will be programmed. In order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. You've got to become a risk taker. This God said, if you're not willing to risk, you can't grow. And if you can't grow, you can't become your best. And if you can't become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there? When you find something that you love, you will study it. Something that you love, it becomes not just confident, but you will become competent on that. I pour myself into it. I lose myself into it because it's not about me, it's about the audience. Ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong, and don't stop until you get it. I tell people, you're going to face tough times, but I affirm, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. You don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. It's to live a life of contribution. Decide that you are going to live your life in such a way, as Horace Mann said, you should be ashamed to die until you've made some major contribution to humankind. And I want to find other people who have that kind of magnificent obsession, who have that kind of conviction about their lives, who want to make that kind of mark of their lives. Can I, with the time that I have left, amplify and train and multiply voices of hope and create a better world? We'll have enough time to do that. And we all have an expiration date. So live your life from a place of love.
Throughout my life, I have experienced so many setbacks, so many losses. I have been angry. I have cried at night. I even felt sorry for myself. If I'm going to be great at something, what good am I if everything that I come in front of breaks me down to where I can't carry myself anymore? You got to be willing to go through the pain, to go through the struggle, to know that your existence matters. You have something that is inside of you right now that you possess, that must be awakened, that must have the fire to rise again, to push again, to wake up again.
I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. You see, crossing the finish line wasn't easy, but redemption feels so good. You see, when you step into a season of redemption, you begin to experience breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, and you are compensated for all of the pain and the discomfort that you've had to endure.
We all face unforeseen battles, and sometimes these battles are not meant for us to win at that time. But that does not mean that you stop living. That doesn't mean that you give up now.
You've been through hell. You've been through pain. You've been through disappointment. You've been overlooked and misunderstood. But that's all behind you. It's time for you to get everything you've ever wanted and more. Are you willing to show up like you've never shown up before? It's time for you to shine. Your day of redemption is here.
It will never be an easy day, but it is a day for redemption. It's a day to be able to lift your head up and say, I am here, I am strong, I am willing, I'm not done yet. It's been a long time coming, but I'm back. I'm back, I'm stronger, I am willing and I'm ready to fight.
I might be wounded, but I will not be defeated. In spite of everything that I've been up against, I will rise.
This is the time for redemption. Redeem yourself. Get back in the fight again.
The greater the challenge, the greater the reward. Focus on the opportunities that are available to you.
Yes, things have happened in your life.
Yes, not getting the outcome you expected hurts.
Yes, you have been beaten a few times in your life. But being beaten doesn't mean that you're done.
Yes, having to pick yourself up after being knocked down is hard. But those are just temporary moments. Those are temporary moments that you will get through and bounce back from.
You got to turn it up, and you got to turn it up right now.
In this very moment, you have the power to shift your energy. You have the power to shift your thoughts. You have the power to shift your results.
You must be willing to stand up, to fight as hard as you can, to understand within yourself that purpose must be fulfilled within you. Redemption is at hand.
You have more power than you realize. It's all up to you. I will rise. No, you have to say it like you mean it.
I will rise.
If the day's going to be good, I gotta heal from the mistakes that were made yesterday. I've gotta believe that I don't have to make the same mistakes. It's time to heal. Today I heal. Today I heal from every mistake that is made. Today I heal from everything that I said that I could have said better and everything that was said to me that I wish was never said. I heal today from the people that pushed me verbally but did not support me physically, that were never present. Today I heal, I heal, I heal. I heal from what I did not have. I heal from what I did have that I did not want. Today I heal. After we heal, we have to acknowledge what went wrong. What could I have done differently? What boundaries did I allow to be breached? Relationally, financially, with my investments, with my mindset. Where did I put my energy? And I didn't get anything back in return. It's like investing in a vending machine with a sign on it that says out of order. And I'm convinced that many of us invest in people and places that are just simply out of order. And this is why we're drained. And this is why we're tired. And this is why we're weary and well-doing. And this is why the day is mundane and it's the same old, same old. Something's gotta change with you. I'm just wondering if you're gonna repeat the cycle. If the redundancy of mediocrity is gonna continue. We've got purpose and we've got fulfillment and we've got destiny breathing down our necks. Let's accept the truth. This is the only way the day matters, is if we get aware of what's happening and what's going on. What has my attention? Do I have the attention span of a toddler or a champion? And so once we accept where we are, we accept that truth, we got to give ourselves time to heal. We got to learn from not only our mistakes, but learn from others' mistakes. We have to study why we fail, how we fail, and we've got to ensure that we never do it again. If you're going to win the war for the day, you're going to have a high threshold for pain. You will be offended. People will let you down. People will lie to you. places, circumstances. Life will unfold and unravel. This life will knock you in your mouth. But you got to stay focused. Even when it's painful, even when we're ostracized, even when we're excommunicated and ghosted, it may hurt, but that pain will subside. If you're going to crush this day, this week, this month, this quarter, and this year, and if the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life, you're going to have to think differently, plan differently, set the goal, and you're going to have to write it down. You've got to get clear, you've got to get specific, and once you get specific, what you wrote down mandates what you do. I said it before, I say it again. Oftentimes, the day feels mundane and meaningless because we are directionless. Write the vision down. Get clear, get specific, write it down. Document it, get serious about it. Write it, read it. If you want to see success, then you need to make the planning stages significant, and you need to see the value in the process. We want wealth, but we don't want a plan. We want success, but we don't want significance. We want connection, but we don't want correction. I've got to write it down, and not only write it down, but I need my circle of accountability to correct things that may be wrong. Because if you're trying to build this dream and walk in your destiny by yourself, if you think you can pull it off with no help, with no purpose partner, then it's too small. I'm speaking healing over you. I'm speaking breakthrough over you. I'm speaking that you'll walk into your future, that you'll let go of what was to step into what is. I believe this for you. I believe that as you become and not just do, that what you seek will pursue you. Destiny will begin to chase you down. No matter how far you have sunk, no matter how hard you have fallen, you've got enough grit, you've got enough grace, you've got enough faith, you've got enough courage to stand up. It's time to rise. This is your day. Get up and conquer your day.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store.
Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.